American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the National Intel Report with John Stabmiller, sitting in for John today. Yours truly, Lark, in Texas. And I thought, well, you know, it's been a while since I've done any radio. And I thought as well, who would be nice to bring on as a guest that perhaps the listeners hadn't heard much from in a while? And so I thought of Miss Vicki Davis. I thought it would be nice if Vicki and I caught up this first hour, and since it's Friday, I ask you all to call in and join in the discussion as well. And there's two ways you can join in. You can join our chat room, which I believe is the nationalintelreport.chattango.com. The nationalintelreport.chattango.com. And beginning the second hour, 7 Central, that call-in number is 800-313-9443. But first, let me bring on Vicki, see how Vicki's doing. How you doing, Vicki?
I'm doing just fine. Hi, Lark.
Well, I appreciate the... Well, my pleasure. I'm glad that you decided to step in and help me out here. I guess John is feeling a little bit under the weather. And I knew he just missed the sound of my voice. And I know I always miss the sound of yours. it's well and good that we could get together and share this time today. My goodness. Your web addresses. I guess you're writing still at the Technocratic Tyranny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's my website.
TheTechnocraticTyranny.com. If someone can post these links in our chat room, again, the National Intel Report. chattango.com, and also the Voice of Idaho News. And I guess that address is TVOI, the Voice of Idaho News.net. And I must say, Vicki, I have not read these latest entries of yours, but I could tell you, as I do all your articles, it's going to be for some good reading. Well, tell me what's been on your mind of late.
Well, I do go from subject to subject, you know, depending on what captures my interest of the moment. And recently this, you know, story about the Russian hacking our voting system, I did research on that, and I do believe it's a dialectic. Jay Johnson said back in August, I think he was at a Christian Science Monitor breakfast on C-SPAN, and he said clear back in August that he wanted to declare the election system as critical infrastructure. Well, the declaration of the election system being as critical infrastructure puts it under the authority of the Department of Home Scam Security, of course.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. And back in
Forgive me. It's just curious to me how many federal agencies are not working with home scam security anymore, because, of course, it's all about collaborative governance or scientific management and so-called interoperability, yes?
Well, yes, but at a higher level than that, it's all about the police state and federalization of everything under the Department of Home Scam Security. The creation of the Home Scam Security Department basically was the establishment of kind of a totalitarian rule over the United States. Anything that was critical infrastructure, you know, police, the courts, probably public health, anything where there's an information system where they can get information and, you know, wrap it up into this total information awareness system of systems.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, of course, you know, the topic that I generally have discussed over the past few years, especially on this network, has been communitarian law and communitarian governance, or what is also termed collaborative governance. And the key words here is that they must have interoperability. That means data sharing, data mining.
Sure.
And that's all part and parcel of the surveillance or police state. Because, of course, it ties directly into policy. Because that's what we have is rule by policy. We don't have a rule of law that anybody can put their finger on for the most part anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's as it pertains to computer systems. We used to have laws that authorized and defined the boundaries of a computer system. You know, for example, what could be done with the Social Security records, the computer systems with Social Security, the computer systems for the IRS. But now, as you say, you know, they have gone to a communitarian system where it's just policy, what's good for the, quote, community. And so, as I look at it, all communitarian law is really is a system that allows the steering committees of the IT managers to scoop up whatever information they want in the name of the community good.
Well, and it reminds me of that word convergence and what was being discussed back in the 80s and the 90s and even before, where they wanted to bring in the systems that were at play within the world scheme of governance, territorial asset and resource management worldwide. With the popularization of the personal computer, this permitted these systems to interoperate worldwide and, of course, at breakneck speed. And This is what we've seen in our lifetime. I think probably the popularization of the personal computer had as much or more to do with bringing all of this together as anything. Would you agree with that?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the personal computer. I would say networking. They're still using mainframe computers. I mean, they in the 1990s, they tried to make it seem as if IBM, you know, Big Blue was a thing of the past. But that's not really true. The IBM mainframes, they made it sound like it was a big old clunky machine. And that really isn't true. The thing that made a mainframe was that it allowed connectivity to a lot of terminals, a lot of monitors, a lot of PCs. So it really was the network capabilities of the mainframes that were important and still are important. So they just did that to drive the stock of IBM down.
Well, of course, communitarianism is simply defined as the synthesis between the thesis, capitalism, and its antithesis, which is communism. But as I've come to understand it, it's really two systems of socialism. One is corporatism and the other is communism, but it also can include strains within libertarianism, for instance.
Well, you know where the libertarianism comes in? In order to, you see, we had established systems of government, and I'm talking about the administrative systems. Where the libertarians come in is that they are used to break the established system, because you have to break the established system before you can rebuild it.
I agree with that. And they had to reintroduce this school of thought and bring it through two federal election cycles in the personage of Ron Paul, and after that, Rand Paul, and then recently Gary Johnson, Libertarian Party candidate. Because, yeah, you've got to have something that's going to embrace different aspects of the overarching agenda and or cause the dialectic to take hold of the public mind, so that this conflict is created between capitalism and communism. But both really have the same objective. You know, if it's crony monopoly capitalism combined with corporatism and mercantilism, what we know today as free trade, and then we tie it into cultural Marxism, for instance, you have a coming together, a melding of two systems. And that's what we mean by convergence, because it was the bringing together of the Soviet system, the EU, and the Chinese model, mm-hmm. with, of course, the Western First World Countries model. And that's what we see coming to fruition in our lifetimes.
Yeah. You know what? It makes it a whole lot easier if you take political philosophy out of it and look at it simply as an engineering problem. Engineering for the management of society, because that's really what they've done to our government. When they corporatized it, the idea was to redesign the systems of government to consolidate control of information and processes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's mm-hmm. no question about it.
And what the libertarians did was to bring into it the philosophy of privatization.
Okay. Absolutely, because everything's been privatized today. All public offices that we thought of formerly as public offices, mm-hmm. I dare say even public lands have been privatized under the direction of these agencies, which are themselves yes. privatized.
Yes,
or corporatized.
Because, privatized and then corporatized so that because the when you have a totalitarian system that is it's a management system that is like a corporate system. In a corporate system, the corporate IT department manages all assets, all processes, all interactions. I mean, they control all of the infrastructure of the corporation that allows it to become like a money-making machine. Okay? And that's essentially what they're doing with our government.
And, of course, in a time where people are compartmentalized in their occupational capacities, within a corporatist structure, people have unequal access to information because it's it harkens back to Bernard de Mandeville's division of labor theory. Bernard Mandeville was a noted economist in his time, and he was famous or infamous for his Fable of the Bees poem. Mm-hmm. Wherein he likened the perfect societal structure to that of a honeybee hive. And interestingly enough, he was an inspiration to people like Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations, 1776, Adam Weishaupt, and his creation, or co-creation of the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati, the Order of the Perfectibalists, May Day, May 1st, 1776, but also one Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Karl Marx. So it's interesting that the capitalist and the communist would have embraced this division of labor theory that was championed by Bernard de Mandeville. Didn't you find that interesting?
But you don't even really have to get into those theories. You just think of two guys, and they have a job to do. Those two guys, between themselves, will establish a system that is a division of labor that will allow them to do their job, whatever it is they're trying to do, more efficiently. That's just the way people operate, but they don't really look at it that way.
And of course, it was the capitalists that championed these efficiencies of ergonomics and economy in people like Henry Ford. He hired Frederick Winslow Taylor, called the father of scientific management, to help him economize and make more efficient his assembly lines at Ford Motor Company.
Right. Effectively, they just turn people into machines. The example that I always like to use is, and I don't know how many people have actually seen this or not, but the a car manufacturing plant of the 1980s or 90s where a part would arrive at the assembly line at the exact moment that it was needed to be put on a car to meet the specifications of the order that they received for it. Now, if you think about the coordination that you have to have that happen in a plant that is a mile long, I mean, it just boggles the mind.
I bet John Stadmiller would know something about that.
Yeah, I bet he would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was already quite mature as he entered into his young adulthood, and he worked for I don't know if it was General Motors or Ford, one or the other. I think it was General Motors that he worked for. But
Well, that very kind of management system that manages the process and the entities involved to make something like that happen, that's what they're doing to our systems of government. You know, all of them, whether you're talking about education, health, the management of the parks, public lands, everything, absolutely everything, they are consolidating into a corporatized system of efficiency and management that ultimately will eliminate freedom altogether.
Well, and I was in my mind, I was bringing up images of Rube Goldberg. And
well, you know what? It seems
perpetual
like
perpetual motion machines.
Yeah, well, it seems like Rube Goldberg, as you go through a conversion stage, seems like chaos. But eventually, they will get everything all worked out, and it will percolate like a machine.
But of course, what does that portend for our lives, our futures, and the future of our progeny? As it pertains to quaint notions of freedom and liberty,
forget about it.
The American experiment. Yeah, it seems like it's a. We have a different social, political, economic, biological milieu in which to navigate in this new century.
Yeah, these systems dehumanize society because they have such tight control over everything. And, you know, they've got to get everything going at maximum efficiency, utilization of resources. There's no humanity in it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Anyway, let's take our first break. Don't forget, folks, you can visit in the chat room, the National Intel Report. chattango.com, and I'll be visiting, and we'll be back. What goes up must come down.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lark of Texas here, standing in for John Stettmiller today, taking this Friday off, rest up. As he told me, he was laying in repose, reclining. And on with us today is my old friend Vicki Davis, who's going to help me be brought up to speed in terms of what's happening in our world today. That chat address is actually nationalintelreport.chatango.com. I just got in there. Again, it's not the National Intel Report, but nationalintelreport.chatango.com. We're going to be taking calls beginning on the next hour, 800-313-9443. So, Vicki, do you want to touch on these articles? Tell me what we can expect, first their titles. You alerted me to.
Let's see. I think I passed you a link to the latest article that I wrote, which is, I called it The Insatiable Weaponized Charity Machine.
Yeah, I love that title.
Well, the reason why I called it that is because I, you know, this whole thing about the Muslim ban and everything, refugee, what that really is about is the refugee resettlement system. And back in the 1800s, actually several times over the history of our country in New York, they established a political machine called Tammany Hall. It was started by the Tammany Society, I think, in 1798. And basically how the system operates is that as immigrants arrive, there are people there who want to help them get established in the country. And what they do is basically buy the loyalty of the new immigrants. And in doing that, helping them get jobs, helping them get familiar with things, they are buying a political base. And
that was headed up for a long time by Boss Tweed, if I recall.
That's right. Yeah, Boss Tweed and the Tammany Hall political machine. And it's a virtually unstoppable system, apparently, because it has been revived. Only it was revived nationally. Okay, and as I did this research, I didn't realize this, but the Public Health Service, you know, the Surgeon General of the United States Public Health Service, they were the ones, they were started actually by John Adams, and their purpose was to do health examinations on soldiers returning from foreign, sailors returning from foreign countries to make sure that they didn't bring disease with them on shore. Well, the Public Health Service were the ones that were doing the health exams at Ellis Island. And so they had to be the people who fed the immigrants into the Tammany machine. They had to be connected to it. Well, when you look at the national system of Tammany Hall that has been set up, it is the public health system that has been converted, and they are the ones that are bringing in the refugees.
Well, and that harkens to today's R2P, responsibility to protect. And that
allegedly,
that's bedrock communitarian legal doctrine for everything. Anyway, we'll take another break and we'll come right back to this. Quite interesting, Vicki.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, welcome back. Larkin, Texas here once again with Vicki Davis. Don't forget to visit Vicki's websites. Good stuff. TheTechnocraticTyranny.com. Also, The Voice of Idaho News, or TVOINews.net. And I couldn't help but smile as we were going into the break, Vicki, that, of course, the first article you referenced is entitled Systemic Corruption, vis-a-vis Tammany Hall, etc. But the second title is, as you indicated, Tammany Hall for All. Now, there's a catchy title. And the third one, of course, is those wonderful economic developers. And, of course, we were warned, I guess, about the political party system, because it is a spoils system. Who gets to run the ship of state? And now we have Tammany Hall for All, whether it's the Republican machine or the Democratic machine or just whatever regime is put in place, because after a while, everything is going to be set on autopilot. Everybody will be taking their orders from a robot probably one day.
Yeah. Well, that's why our political system is so hardened. I mean, they can redistrict all they want to, and it won't make a hill of beans worth of difference because of the systemic corruption and the way that the money flows to the county commissioners. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether you call them whether you have a county or a parish or a borough. It's essentially all the same structure. You have your local government that covers a territory. That's the county. You've got a city government, and then you've got your state government. Well, it's the middle one, the county level government. They are the ones that are getting all of the federal money. And they're almost nobody pays attention to the county government. That's how they've been able to get away with this. People pay attention to their city government. They pay attention to the state government and the federal government. But the county has just been lying out there like a snake in the grass. And that's where the money flows. And that's where the elections are handled. Okay, so
yeah, that's how, true.
How we have ended up with a Tammany Hall for All system.
So we have a system of organized crime made legal. And we have institutionalized corruption. And we have legalized human trafficking. How lovely.
Yeah, it really is. The thing is, you just have to take off your party hat and start looking at things as that's the way I do. I look at systems, you know, and how does the system work? And so that's how I discover all these things. I don't really look at it from a political point of view.
Yeah, you almost have to take a realistic, pragmatic view to see it for the emotion and stuff that and the nonsense that's thrown up as diversions along our way. I can't bear to listen to mainstream news. I don't read newspapers any longer because it's, as I try to tell people, it'll pixelate your brain. And it disallows you to see the forest for the trees,
right,
as it were.
Well, I mean, a big clue to everybody should be the Democrats and how they're so protective of this massive flow of refugees and immigrants coming into our country. You know, a normal person has to ask, well, what's the benefit here? Why are they doing that when they have their own constituents? Well, it's because this flow, this Tammany Hall system, requires an ever increasing flow of immigrants to build the political base, their political base, and the money that flows to their area, because they actually benefit financially from creating poverty and social dysfunction.
Well, let's not neglect the other wing of this phoenix bird. And now we have an office, the Art of the Deal Maker guy. It's going to be interesting to watch where all these fat contracts flow throughout industry. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'm pretty unhappy about some of his picks. Some of his picks I'm really happy with. I'm happy with Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. I just hope he's not too nice of a man for the job, because it's really going to take a very strong person. But, you know, maybe strength of character hopefully will be enough. I'm not happy with Betsy DeVoe.
I was just thinking for her. This charter school deal is basically going to be the takeover of public education and total privatization.
Well, I knew that was going to happen years ago. I wrote something, the American schools, the National Center on Education and the Economy wrote a paper called "Tough Choices or Tough Times," where they basically said that's what they're doing. And I've researched the history of education legislation, and that's been the goal since they automated, you know, the 1983 Nation at Risk report. And what that was about was creating a computer system. Now, they didn't say this. They said it, you know, was for quality schools. But if you research down into the detail, you find out that what they really wanted to do was to begin a national computer system, beginning with an inventory of all the schools in the country. So
yeah, I always thought it'd be great. You would just go to school, connect to our laptop or device, and we can bring up a robot and an avatar or a real teacher, and that teacher could be teaching 10 million students in real time.
Yeah, you know what worries me?
We really need teachers.
Yeah, what worries me is what you can do for psychological studies on just a few students, because when you interact with a computer system, even you know your own desktop, there can be a puppet master in the background interacting with your machine. Showing you things and doing things to you that you're not even aware of. I mean, they can manipulate you psychologically and mess with your mind.
Well, sort of like what happens when you watch Fox News or CNN or even read your local newspaper.
Different because it's one-on-one. I mean, you know, Fox News or CNN, they're in front of a whole big audience. It's not a one-on-one. When you're at your computer monitor, your terminal, it's a one-on-one. And
yeah,
so,
that's true. That's true. And these damn things are so addicting. Mm-hmm. I have to say, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that I was forced to get a smartphone because my 15-year-old flip phone was no longer supportable. So I was directed to go down to the local Whirligig kiosk, and I was told, well, I had to have a smartphone.
Yeah, you had to get one of those newfangled devices, huh?
Yeah, and now I find I can't even conduct business without one of these things because, you know, I'm in a buy-sell world, always have been. And so I buy things, I sell things. And so I've noticed as I got back into real life and business and commerce, industry, etc., after being out of the system for so long, that everybody wanted to text. I mean, I'll meet some customers, and I don't know their names. I've never spoken to them. And I know them by text. But so far, my experiences have been good. The people are on time. They don't make me wait. But they actually prefer to text. They don't even want to talk to you. In the old days, I had the damn cell phone glued to my head 8-10 hours a day just to conduct business, if you recall the good old days when people actually talked by telephone all the time. Uh-huh. But that's really what's happening. So that's what we've got. Tammany Hall for all, huh?
Yeah, and I figured out the way that on my The Technocratic Tyranny website, I have another article that I called The International to National Policy Boomerang. And what I figured out in studying the whole economic development system, department does, they will negotiate an agreement with a foreign country, or, you know, like they did with the Alliance for Progress in the 1960s. They negotiate an agreement, and then like one that they came up with the Organization of American States, is for the countries to have an national economic development agencies. Well, how that boomeranged back into domestic policy was that under the Lyndon Baines Johnson administration, they created the Economic Development Administration. Okay, and that's how they've created worldwide these the same departments. They're not called the same thing, but they serve the same purpose. So Mexico has their own EPA. They probably also have their own Economic Development Administration. And in creating the same organizational structure worldwide, that's how they intended to have a world governing system, because they have the same management structure. They just have to de-link from the vertical hierarchy and re-link on the horizontal plane, you know, with their same agencies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And as you're speaking, I'm reminded of people like Christopher Alexander and his longtime association with the American Planning Association.
Oh yeah.
And I remember they were making comments. Their representatives were making comments like the so-called rights of private property owners were a impediment to their grand designs.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why I tend to believe that actual private property ownership, perfection of ownership rights, is really fallen to the wayside. And in effect, what we have is a system in which we're at risk of losing the rights to ownership of our own mind, our own body, the fruits of our labor, and, as I like to say, even the place we hang our hat at night in such a system. Because, of course, the economic developers, if they can bring more income with the development of a territorial resource, a piece of land, then they'll, the communitarian thing to do would be to displace the private property owners and bring in the new private property owners, who will bring in more tax dollars to the county or to the state. And this is what's happening out west, with the so-called federal ownership of a lot of the so-called public lands and water rights and grazing rights and all of these kind of things. I mean, we're all at risk, no matter where we live, because we just really don't have the right to ownership of private property at the end of the day.
We had one guy running for governor in I think it was 2006, and what he wanted to do was that he wanted to establish 12 or 1,500 acre farms and have them be run by the state. I mean, well, that's right out of the communist China, right? The national. Yeah, and the Soviet Union, government control of farming, and plus, he would have had to take a lot of land from the existing farmers.
I was just reading where the Communist Party of China is considered today one of the most successful capitalist enterprises on the planet.
Well, they say because they've harnessed the resources of the country under a totalitarian system in a slave management system, basically.
Sure.
They allow corporations to come in there, but the Communist Party owns like 40% of them or something like that. So they've allowed corporations to become the slave masters. Well, there is no better management system than private capitalist corporation. You know, they know how to manage things. And everything is a slave to them, but, Chinese don't care about that.
Well, in a command and control economy such as ours, really state capitalism is almost synonymous with communism.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I figured out, and I don't know, I haven't ultimately decided on this or not, but I think Amazon and eBay is being used for the statistics to determine demand.
Well, that makes sense. I learned those things studying marketing 10 years ago.
Yeah, because when I was looking at the Soviet Union, when they broke apart the Soviet Union into independent states, that was one of the problems that they had, was moving from a command and control economy where there was no supply and demand model. So they had to create a demand system. And it occurred to me that these online buying systems, that's really what they do, right? I mean, they can determine demand just by knowing what you're searching for.
Well, and of course, marketers, sophisticated marketers today, especially conducting business on the internet, they use this input, this data input, for their algorithmic models, so they can determine how they allocate their resources, you know, to perfect their business models.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. All right, well, let's take another quick break. We have a short segment before the top of the hour. Don't forget, folks, you can join the discussion too. 800-313-9443. And we'll be back.
A few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, welcome back, y'all. National Intel Report, Larkin, Texas, here for John today. And we're visiting with Miss Vicki Davis. FYI, I've placed the link to the articles that Vicki has written in our chat room. Again, nationalintelreport.chatango.com. Those titles are Economic Development System at the Technocratic Tyranny.com, Economic Development System, and then at tvoinews.net, the Insatiable Weaponized Charity Machine, and again back at the Technocratic Tyranny, Tammany Hall for All. So we've got a few minutes before the top of the hour break. How's the next few years looking to you?
I don't know. It's
too soon to tell,
really,
huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really interesting time. We were talking about the, you know, Trump's picks. One of his picks that I really, really don't like is Elaine Chao for Transportation Secretary.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning her on Darren's broadcast.
Right. Well, I've written three articles on Elaine Chao, and, you know, for people to read if they want to. But she, she links right into what I was saying, the Tammany Hall for All. Something I didn't realize about her was that she was first appointed during the Reagan administration, and she stayed on through the Bush 141 administration, and then she spent a time over in the Baltics, and that, you know, she was instrumental in helping rebuild the demand model. Okay, but the reason why she came on my radar screen was because of the economy, and ultimately I found out her family is in shipping. And she has been instrumental in designing the system of inland ports, the inland port network that has turned our country into basically a land bridge between two bodies of water. That's a report that I wrote about that system.
Yeah, you had a particular nomenclature that you used for these inland ports. Mm-hmm. What was that? You called them,
I called them Trojan triangles.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was looking at. I knew that there was an entity, something was being constructed. It included transportation, it included the system of education, it included community, but I didn't really know what it was, so I had to give it a name. And I called it a Trojan triangle. Well, ultimately, I figured out it's an inland port, and what they're doing, they brought admiralty law on shore by turning our interstate highway system into shipping lanes.
There we go. We've already got callers lined up, it looks like, Vicki. And if you callers will hold on, we'll take your calls after the top of the hour. And so stay tuned.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.